Taylor, we talked about this one earlier. Is the whole Cincinnati Bengals franchise?
The whole franchise?
Yeah, it's a poverty. We talked about it. It's a poverty franchise with like that won a nice car on a game show. That's what it is. They don't know how to use it. They don't know how to use it, but they got it.
That's a perfect.
Come on, man. That's too easy.
You never heard of me? Stupid.
New episode of What Now, where we take the hottest sports topics, dissect them, correct them, and bring them to you from what is Malin doing? Our perspective.
You ain't never seen nobody getting hype.
It was not it.
The way your head was in the camera.
Oh, I wasn't in the camera.
Yeah.
No. Oh, it was something. Literally. I'm Katie, and along with me is Tyreek, Tobias, Malin, and Jalen, how are we doing?
I'm mad. I figured out why y'all was laughing.
We good, gang. We good. Oh, hey, quick question. Rudy Gobert better defender than AD?
No.
Okay.
Maybe.
I just saw a
couple years ago, but not now.
He was never better than AD.
Maybe
Rudy Gobert is not it.
I was sleeping on the Eiffel Tower.
Rudy Gobert is not a good basketball player in any aspect. I don't want to be the only one talking here. I just want the people to know that everybody was talking right before the recording started. Now everybody stopped talking.
Yeah, because we're ready to talk about these topics. But
all
you
right.
Can't off guard right
Let's
now.
Let's get after it. Let's get after it then.
Yeah, that's right.
So I didn't make a list of all these moves because there was a lot. So I don't know which ones we actually want to talk about. But
all of them.
No. It's been a long day or a long little bit in the NFL. Long little couple of days. Couldn't think of the words.
Two.
A crazy couple is two, which is wild. So you want to correct me on that?
I mean, it could be three.
That's a thruple.
Remember, so, Jamie,
when do you use that word?
Like, if we didn't hold people accountable.
And I'm holding him accountable.
She's holding him accountable.
So anyways, it's been a long two days.
Toes, yo.
I got you.
Y'all want to take over?
No, carry on.
All right. So let's talk about these moves. Tobias, why don't you just go ahead and talk first? Because I'm quite sure you've got
something. I really was not going to talk first. I was more excited to talk about everything else. But since you want to give me the lie, everything. But so what's the topic? What was it? I make sure that I'm talking correctly here.
NFL moves.
What's the best NFL moves that I thought happened?
We're just how do we feel about them?
Well, my favorite one, to be quite honest with you, was Joe Mixon to the Texans. I mean, like, completely unbiased right now.
Texans?
He went to the Texans, yeah. I really wanted to see him go to, or you see Saquon go to Texans. Because CJ Stroud, Saquon Barkley, and the rest of that offense? Bruh.
It's been 1 year.
Bruh, that'd have been nice to see. Like, and I used to hate on CJ Stroud so much.
I'm not hating on CJ Stroud, but it's been 1 year.
Yeah, but it was nice to see him after that first year. So I'm happy about that. But obviously, I'm just going to get into it right now, man. First of all, let's start. Who thought that was a bad move here with Russ? Or Russ? I go ahead. I want to see you right now.
Set the context. Let the people know.
Anyway, so Russell Wilson signed with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Well, let's start. Pittsburgh Steelers has $40 million in cap space, right? Russell Wilson.
No, we don't need that part of it.
$1.2 million for
we don't need that part of it. We didn't need
one
that.
1 year. We have in veteran quarterback, an ex Super Bowl MVP caliber quarterback signed
it's
with
been
the
like 10 years
for $1 million. I don't care what your beef is with Russ. I don't care if you think he's corny. I don't care if you think he's not. He can't lead a team. He can't get the team on the top. The fact that they signed a two-time, is he two-time Super Bowl champion or is he one?
One time.
One-time Super Bowl champion. He's been there twice. Brought his team there one time. He's going to be up for Hall of Fame. I don't know if he's solid in there, but he's potential Hall of Fame quarterback. They got him a veteran quarterback for $1.2 million. And their alternative here was Ryan Tannehill and Kennethy Pickett, whatever his name is. And Mitchell Trubisky, Mason Rudolph. That was their alternative. So I don't want none of y'all sitting here. Y'all can hate all y'all want, but you cannot tell me that was a great move by Pittsburgh Steelers. Maitland, go ahead.
Why did you have to emphasize so much about the $1.2 million? Why couldn't you just say it was a good signing for y'all?
Because that's what made it a great signing. It was a good signing, but it made it a fantastic.
So you're not happy about the player. You're happy about the price that you got him.
I'm not going to say that. I'm not saying I'm not happy about the player. I'm okay. I'm content with the player, but I'm ecstatic about the price because the fact that we got him for 1.2, we still got all that cap space left, means we can get guys like Patrick Queen, like we just got. We can get another guy if we want to now.
And then number two. How far of a gap do you think him and Ryan Tannehill are at this point in time?
Oh, what, bro? Come on, let's not. What's the problem? I think I had this debate with Elijah. What's the problem with Russ? We can't disrespect Russ.
Me personally, I have no problem. I'm asking a genuine question.
How big of a gap? There's a pretty big gap. Ryan Tannehill lost his starting spot to Willie Levis.
Russ lost his to Simeon.
He didn't lose his. Let's get that straight. Russ didn't lose his spot.
Basically, he got rich.
Why is he not on the Denver Broncos anymore?
Because they didn't want him on. They didn't like Russ.
He lost his spot.
He didn't lose. He did not keep his job because they didn't personally like him.
But are we saying he lost his spot for underperforming, or he lost his spot because it's Russ and he
didn't? Yes, underperforming. Yes.
Underperforming. If he performed as he was supposed to.
How big of a gap do you think it is between Ryan Tannehill and Russell Wilson? We'll flip the question back on you. I think it's a big gap. What about you?
I don't, at this point in time, there's not that big of a gap. They're both mid to bottom tier quarterbacks at this point in time.
Listen, are you mad? Did you just get mad?
No, I'm not mad. No, I'm bamboozled, appalled, if you may, at the accusations that you are making right now. It's beyond me, my brother.
I'm not accusing Russ of anything. He didn't play.
Accusing him of meteorology. Me being okay. I will say this: Russ isn't mid, but Russ is good enough for Mike Tomlin. I'll say that he's good enough for Mike Tomlin. I don't think I'm putting aside all my extra stuff and me being, you know, over the top. I'm putting aside all that for a second. I do not think the Steelers are automatically Super Bowl contenders, but I do think this is a great quarterback for Mike Tomlin in that system that you can rely on that defense to keep you in the game. They already signed some players and stuff. You got a great running game right now. You got some young receivers. Russ is a solid piece to put in there. I don't think it's generational. And I think this is, Steelers are automatically now at the top with, you know, the Chiefs and all the other superpowers. But man, they can make a run if they want to.
We got two Steelers fans on here. What's the other one thing?
Yeah, Jay, what you think?
Why say so? Along the same lines. The last 2 years, I don't know if y'all remember, but one of the things when Russ went to Denver, I was kind of optimistic about new scenery for him. And of course, I would say that to the standards that we held for him, being the type of quarterback that he is, he underperformed in Denver for sure. I do think it's an upgrade for the Steelers from what we had going. I don't think it's much of a needle-like shifter. But it's definitely a step in the right direction, man. That's probably the best I could do for it at this point in time today.
A good take.
Sounded like a politician.
I'm not in love with it, but I don't hate it.
Jalen, it's much more fun, my brother, as a Steelers fan, to just come to the delusional talk to side. It's much more fun.
You're definitely on the delusional side. there's no delusional take.
It's like we didn't have hope before. It's like the storm is over. We got a new OC. Yes, y'all can clown as Russell Wilson, you can clown as Arthur Smith, but the Steelers just came from Mitchell Trubisky and Matt Canada. And they still made the playoffs. Like, and I know Tyreek about sitting talking about, oh, we're in a mediocrity. I know you about to say
this. I didn't say anything.
I know you're going to go down that road. I'm saying, if the Steelers could do it with that, what can they do with more?
I definitely think if he's competent enough to, like, not mess anything up, I think we'd be straight.
That's it. That's
like, I think we could, we'll be able to hold our own. I don't know if we win the division. I'm not going to call that. But I think we're going to end up being in the same place, to be honest. But just, I guess, better individual quarterback play if you put it in a vacuum.
It's like my last thing to say on Steelers. But it's just like, mainly, I know you saw the tweet, like this stuff. If Russ messes this up, y'all, I'm going to enter into another realm of hating that none of y'all have ever seen from me before. I will make this man's life terrible. I'm going to a game this year. I swear if he's bad, I'm going to heckle the crap out of him. I'm going to be that person. I am. I'm going to be that.
So what's mess it up? Not have a winning season?
Oh, that's a starter right there. But, like, I'm talking about, like, even if, like, let's say we're actually on a roll or something, playoff game, I don't know, we have a chance to win it. Russ messes something up, that's it.
I'm sorry, but, like, there's not much he can mess up on the offense side. Like, he can't really play much worse than what y'all just had.
Yeah, that's true.
That's basically my take.
That's a fact right there.
Unless he plays awful, like, we're going to be in the same position we were last year.
Exactly. I mean, because I was talking trash, but, like, he had, what, 28 touchdowns this year and only, like, 8 picks or something like that, somewhere in that ballpark. Like,
wasn't great.
That's all he has to do, really, for y'all.
But enough about Steelers. I know one man wants to talk about. I saw him tweet going crazy about a signing that happened, what, about 2 hours ago?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, yeah, it was
like four at this point.
It was? No, it was right before I went to lunch, so about one.
Oh, wow. Like 7 hours ago.
An hour or 2 ago.
Yeah, we can talk about that if you want. I mean.
Go ahead, bro. Go on, bro.
Hey, bro, you can see all his teeth, bro.
That boy D. Henry on the Ravens now. Lamar don't have to do too much running no more, bro. We solid. We locked in. Only thing I need to happen is that we run the ball in the playoffs and we're gonna be a Super Bowl champions. We should have been it this year, but and we stay healthy, of course. But not with Derrick Henry, I think, like, it's basically Gus Edwards times. Well, he's 30 now. Gus Edwards times 5, which is really good. And our other running backs in the room, Justice Hill, is still there. He's solid. And then Keaton Mitchell is like the lightning to Derrick Henry's thunder. But Keaton Mitchell is probably going to be out for a little bit because he got hurt last year at the end of the year. And then I think we need to sign one more person. Like, if we get J.K. back, or maybe Dalvin Cook until Keaton can get back, then we should be solid. But Lamar's still going to be running the ball too. So, but yeah, man, I was excited when that happened. That's all. That's the only person who I really wanted in the free agency market right now. I think the rest of the stuff we can do through the draft.
So you think that puts y'all over the top?
What do you mean by over the top?
I mean, like, that's what y'all got this year.
Winning the AFC Championship?
Winning the AFC Championship, winning the Super Bowl?
I think we could have did it last year, to be honest. We just didn't do our
should game. Have. Should have did it.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I don't think y'all going back.
I think it makes us if we stay healthy, our problem is the running back room wasn't healthy last year. Like, Gus Edwards was the best running back we had available. And we still made it that far. So as long as Derrick Henry and the rest of them stay healthy, then we have no reason not to go there. Unless Kansas City does something like super crazy, like I've been hearing Justin Jefferson, but
I think the rest of the teams around y'all are going to get back to where they need to be. And like I said before y'all even got Derrick Henry, this was it. This was the year for y'all.
I mean, who's going to get better per se? Like that much better. Maybe the Texans, I guess.
How about the Texans
could nice. Get better?
But like, they're not going to get better. They're not going to like.
The Browns could get better. The Bengals could get better.
Bills get better.
The Bills can get better. The Chiefs are the Chiefs.
Half of them are in our division, so we're going to all knock each other. apart before we even get to the playoffs.
The Bills
are going to be worse. Go ahead.
I'm with you on that. I don't know if y'all agree with that, but I feel like when there's like a top like AFC competitor in the AFC North, your only hope is like for somebody else in AFC North at that point. Like, with like if I'm like say if Steelers were the top dog and stuff, I'm not worried about the Chiefs or whoever else seeing them in the playoffs because I know when it comes down to it, we can be ready to play them. But I'm more worried about if I have to see the Ravens or even a nine and eight. Brown team or something like that. You're more.
But the Ravens weren't ready for the Chiefs when it came down to it.
That's fine.
Okay, I'm not gonna get into that. But that's not gonna you're gonna get me mad.
It was like a little happy Malin,
and you're gonna get me mad again.
Well, should we make him mad? Let's talk about Kirky Boy.
Kirk, yeah. You like that sign.
Party chains on.
All right, so look, I'm going to go ahead and get my Lassane out of the way for y'all attack me. All right, one, do I think it was a good signing? Yes and no. Yes, because he brings a good veteran presence. Those young guys need a leader they can look up to, showing the ropes, what's really going on. And I think it's a bad signing because he's 36 coming off an Achilles injury, and we gave him 4 years. Like that was crazy. I don't know what that was for.
Y'all gave him 150 million.
Johnny Cochran.
But like if there's an agent Hall of Fame first ballot.
What is that like? That's like 40 million a year or 35 million?
Right. He's the first quarterback to have a fully guaranteed, and then he got this.
Yeah, he's getting 100 guarantees.
You need to stand up with an Achilles.
That's what I'm saying. Like
he must be a heck of a person. Like, I mean, he must just be a joy to be the best person ever.
He's a low key Russ when like they look, they act the same.
Yeah. You know what? And I was telling this to our PM today. Jalen probably heard me, but like the reason why is because he has low expectations going into the season every year, but always exceeds them. So it makes it look like he's that good. Whereas somebody like Herbert, who puts up numbers, has high expectations. But because he doesn't like him and Kirk do the same thing. Well, I mean, Kirk wins a little more, but Herbert has higher expectations than Kirk does. So it looks like Herbert is doing worse than Kirk is actually doing.
I think another thing to add to that is the eye test of like Kirk Cousins, like he doesn't wow you for real. So like nobody really cares what he does. So like I don't know about y'all, but like on my timelines, he doesn't get a lot of like coverage unless he's you know throwing it to Justin Jefferson or something like that. So like I think that
comes with the low expectations.
Yeah, like nobody really cares about Kirk Cousins.
It's not like he's putting up like just stats, but no, his highlight, he's putting dimes out there. If you look at his rope, pull up his highlight reel, he's throwing dimes out.
I mean, he's a competent quarterback. Yeah. I mean, I think if
I'm like, look, that's all we needed.
I was going to say, just finish your take.
Huh?
I was just saying, I feel like that's the same take that I have for the rush signing. Just like,
because I had him winning the division last year. If we wouldn't have lost to the Panthers, we literally could have won a division with what we had.
That is crazy to say. I'm sorry.
So like, the division is just so wishy-washy. Like, we the new NFC East. It's whatever. So we get a good quarterback in there.
Yeah, because the thing with y'all was, like, y'all only had so many options. It was, like, him, trade for Justin Fields, or draft, like, the fourth or fifth best quarterback in the draft. And it's, like, at this point, I feel like it was good because you got to see what Drake, Bijan, and Kyle Pitts actually are. And yeah. You don't got time to train a young QB again. So you got to bring in somebody that has been there and know what they're doing. And now you get to see which one of those three are actually good and which three you probably need to get rid of before you have to start paying them.
I think with that, like, you needed a quarterback to really show that your stars are stars. And I feel like they didn't want to wait to build somebody else up. But if y'all are going to do that, that's where the money part comes into. Like, you didn't have to pay somebody to be a facilitator like that.
I did hear something. They said they structured a contract to where they can probably get out of it in 2 years if needed to.
I'm sure that it did. I'm sure. I'm almost positive that
it was too much money for sure. But I think the contract is a little better than what people, you know, see on the outside.
It's probably front end stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
my theory, Shador's gonna have a bad year and he's gonna fall because of who he is and who his daddy is, and we're gonna scoop him up and Kirk gonna train him, and then
that's wild. That's a wild
hot take. That's a
crazy like lob.
That is.
That's a wild take.
Just think about it, bro. He has a subpar year next year. They already ready to rip him apart. So then, you know, they're gonna say he's not this, he's not that. So he already falls a little bit. Then after the season, they do all this pre-draft stuff like they've been doing. Oh, he's entitled. Oh, he's just riding off his dad's coats. Oh, he already got money. He don't care about football. Dropping some more.
Well, how far would he drop?
He could drop far.
Second round?
He could drop, yeah.
So y'all would pick him up as a second round QB?
For the future.
You think he'll drop the second round?
Yes. He could. Like, if all of that I'm saying happens, I can see it.
I think.
Oh, bro, I don't know what other quarterbacks are about to come out next year.
I think it's not gonna be nothing like this year, but I think it's a decent class.
Cause I literally saw a list earlier and he was like number two on there, after UGA quarterback.
Hey, you see, hey, Drake May already falling behind JJ McCarthy and Bo Nix. Hey, and he was like number two before this last season.
Loaded though.
Yeah, but to your point right there, you can still be a top quarterback in the draft and not get drafted till late first round, second round. Because, and then look at historically, we've never had like two back-to-back classes where people have drafted quarterbacks in that so many quarterbacks first round. Everyone's got getting their quarterbacks this year, whether it's signing free agents or whether it's in the draft. So next year is going to be a little bit dry. So I can definitely see Shadur, them taking him in the second round. If I'm NFL teams, I don't want to take a quarterback till the second round next year. Because you got to test out these guys you have now. Unless you like us and Russ just stinks it up. We got to put all our chips into drafting a quarterback in the first round next year.
Jamie, how you feel about the Bucs?
Jamie, I was going to say one more team.
I was about to say it as well. We signed Daddy Baker.
How do you feel about that?
I'm not mad. And we kept Mike Evans. We signed Lavonta David to a deal or a 1 year.
Y'all kept Mike Evans too?
Yeah, I think Mike Evans one was bigger. I'm surprised he didn't.
He's retiring a buckaroo for life.
He's never going to see what y'all going to do in the draft. Because y'all going to have like a mid pick or kind of late pick.
Traded up. I don't. I saw it this morning who we traded.
Wait, what? Where are y'all in the draft?
We traded up. I don't remember who. I think it might have been a third round.
I was about to say, if y'all have been low, they're going to draft Penix. Watch. I can see them drafting.
I don't see them drafting.
They're not drafting a quarterback. They just gave Baker like 3 years.
That don't mean nothing.
Yeah, that's what I'm if I'm the Falcons or if I'm Steelers, I'm still drafting quarterback this year.
Now first round.
No, that's just bad business.
But yeah. Do you think Baker is a long term solution though?
Oh, here we go.
I don't think Baker's as bad as everybody thinks he is. I don't know if he's like the long term. Do I think he's gonna win us a Super Bowl? Probably not.
But that's what I'm saying. If you aren't sure about it, you should definitely consider drafting.
Bro, what did I tell you about that?
Not in the first.
Nobody in the league sure about winning a Super Bowl except the Chiefs.
No, I'm talking about a long-term solution. If you're not sure that Baker is the guy, I would at least. I'm not saying do it. I'm saying it should be in their consideration that hey, we may.
I mean, I don't think we're going to be in the cellars for the next 3 years. No, so I think we're fine.
That's assuming that quarterback okay. Away from winning a ring, though.
Exactly.
Yeah, they got other pieces they gotta build.
That's like I was just saying that's assuming that the Bucs are just a quarterback away from winning a Super Bowl.
I mean, we were that one time apparently. All it took was Tom.
All right, but y'all had a better team. Had a better team.
We did. I know, I'm just saying.
And Jameis threw 30 picks.
Yeah, like that's
do not stop hey, that. Jameis. On Jameis.
Jameis was the death.
And real quick side note, Jamie, you laughed when I was happy about us getting Raheem Morris because he was y'all coach and failed miserably. But you know what y'all team looked like then? Like who y'all's quarterback was Josh Freeman. He ain't had nobody to work with.
I hate him.
I just found that out this morning, and I've been thinking about that all day.
I mean, yeah,
and
that was
like
to clown you. I don't like the Falcons. Of course I'm gonna laugh at everything you do.
Nah, I ain't like how you was talking about Raheem because he came
off. Raheem.
Well, speaking of hating, Malin, you hated yourself. I tweeted about Derrick Henry, and 1 minute later,
you sure enough did
replies to hate. Yeah, like,
you got too happy. Like I said, this year was good for y'all.
So you hated. Yeah,
that's the definition of hating. You got too happy. What?
It was like immediate. Like I didn't even see the notification. That's how immediate it was. I was still tweeting.
Because I was scrolling through and I saw that. I was like, and you didn't type words, you did all those letters. I was like, no. Y'all gotta do better than what y'all did this year.
Let's win a Super Bowl, I guess, huh?
Yeah, I'm about to say that's
like, at least get there.
I mean, that's not easy to do, clearly.
I mean, the 49ers and Chiefs do a good job of.
All right, what other big that made it?
What about the 30 other teams, Malin?
I'm just saying who been there a couple of times in the last 10 years. Multiple times. Who been there?
Not the Falcons.
Yeah, exactly. It's not easy to do, clearly.
The Steelers
will. That's a given.
Speaking of championships, do you guys trust the Boston?
Do you trust the Boston
Celtics? We're going to NBA.
Oh, Boston.
That was me just trying to really be smooth with it. Do you guys trust the Celtics to win a championship this year? I'm going to go with no.
Why not?
I don't know. I'm just going to go with no. I don't.
Who do you trust?
The Raptors? No, not the Raptors. I don't know, but not the Celtics. I don't trust them as far as I could throw them.
I don't trust them either. I'm not going to. The Celtics seem like a team that they seem like a regular season team.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
They're gonna cruise to the playoffs. They're gonna get by the easy first round. And then something gonna happen where it's like somebody gonna shock them. Not shock them, but like take them to seven. Like the Knicks.
That's what I was thinking, the same thing.
Knicks to the Cavs or something. And then they're gonna end up having to go to the Bucks or somebody and they're gonna fall. Like right there,
you know what?
I don't think they rely too much on Jason Tatum.
And he kind of shrink a little bit. I ain't gonna lie. Like not every time because he did have a couple performances last year where he did what he needed to do, but
he not clutch. He not a clutch.
You know, what I'm gonna say? I think
they've
been there. They've been too close too many times. If they get close again, I'm gonna trust them to get it done.
I don't trust them. They've been there too much and ain't succeeded. It's like I trust them on paper because they got a good roster. But like Reek said, something's gonna happen. It's gonna be something that they can't control, kind of, but they can. I don't know how to explain it. Something's gonna happen where they don't get it done. They might not even make it to the finals.
Like I feel like if they win, they'll win based off their defense more than their offense, which is how it was in the past. But I mean the East is much easier than the West.
Yeah,
however,
that's true.
Easier however,
this year, for sure.
Huh?
It's easier than last year.
Yeah, especially if Embiid doesn't come back. But
I think if they make it to the finals, I really do. This is not if to be in that position that many times and not get it done is crazy. I can't think of another sports like reference. That's similar to someone. When you think about physics, almost like pressure, volcano stuff. When you got that pressure building up, I think they'll get it done. There's too much experience.
They don't beat anybody in the West that has a legit shot of making the finals. I don't think they will.
The only team that they're not going to win against is the Nuggets. That's my take. If they get there, they're going to win. If they don't face the Nuggets,
I don't see them. If the Suns get there, I don't see them beating the Suns.
The thing about the hypotheticals about the West is like all the teams that you say if they can get there are like they have a lower chance of getting there than the Celtics do. So like the probability of them meeting each other is like extremely low to me.
Well, somebody has to get there. You already said the Nuggets. And then only teams I can see them beating from the West that's like currently high in the standings is like maybe the Timberwolves.
What do you see making out of the West, though?
I mean, the easy answer is the Nuggets, but the teams that like
Nuggies.
Have a the teams that can beat them is everybody in the West, I think, except Timberwolves or maybe Thunder. like that has a legitimate chance of actually making it to the finals.
I do agree with the point that you made about if they win, it's going to be because of their defense. Like, they're a tough team, and they shoot a lot of threes. So, like,
they do shoot a lot of threes.
They shoot a lot of threes. So, like, I can see, and all teams that shoot a lot of threes either live and die by it. So, like, they have to play Celtics basketball. And I don't agree with the Tatum clutch stuff, because, like, Tatum doesn't fold. Like, you really can't give me an example of him folding unless he has a bad game the whole entire game. It's not like
I can find the stats. I don't have it with me, but I looked at him recently. I can find he's not a good player in the clutch. In a close game at the end of the game.
I do think the real issue is, I don't know if they really have like a real issue. Like, they're top five in both offense and defense. I think they're clearly the best team in the East. I think they make it out the East somewhat easy, because I don't trust the Bucks because of the Giannis factor when the playoffs come, and then they don't have Drew anymore. I don't trust Embiid, especially coming off an injury. And the Knicks would be the team to shock them. I do agree with that. But I don't think the Knicks are good enough to outplay them. And then you always have the Heat. I can see the Heat and the Celtics going back to another Eastern Conference Finals again. But like I said, if they don't play the Nuggets, I think they got it. Yeah. I don't think that the Heat would, but I wouldn't be surprised. Like, they're one of them teams where you just can't count them out at any given point.
But y'all think there's gonna be any Cinderella teams this year? Like, team do you think will make it that far?
Kings, baby.
Oh,
Cinderella teams as in like a low seed that makes it.
A low seed, or even one of the high seeds, like, that are young, but like people gonna think get put out early.
No, Jamie, what do y'all think about the Hawks? I'll get y'all.
That's honest. Not what I'm calling.
The Hawks are poo, bro.
I'm raptoring.
Oh, you tell me there's no shot at them be the Cinderella team making it.
The Hawks, absolutely
not the Hawks. But
the Hawks nor the Raptors.
The Raptors not even going to make the play-in.
I think a Cinderella team would probably be the Timberwolves, if you would ask me a week ago. But I don't really like that cat.
We Minnesota now.
But I would say the Cinderella team would probably be OKC, because they're so young. Like, you just don't know what they're going to do.
The Lakers. I like that team.
What about the Pacers?
I wouldn't consider the Lakers a Cinderella, though. Like,
why not?
If they get to the finals, I would be like,
you said we suck.
Only because of
us suck.
Well, how we got a Cinderella team if we make it? If we make it that far?
If y'all,
do we suck or do we not?
Cinderella teams don't have expectations. No,
Bailey, I want to see these two go at it, though.
Please. That's what I'm saying. If y'all can make it into the playoffs, like you said, you can beat anybody in a playoff series, just because of the two stars that y'all have and the way that D'Lo's playing right now. He's he didn't like them trade rumors at all.
He started hooping.
He's going crazy. But I think it's just so different in the regular season compared to the playoffs with basketball, because it's like you got to have players that have been there. You got to have veterans. You got to have defense. And, like, none of that stuff ever matters in the regular season. They just shoot threes and dribble all the time. But, like, those type of teams, like the Lakers or, like, the Nuggets or
– So we don't suck.
No, you guys suck. Like, you guys suck. But anybody can lose.
We don't suck. But we
what's the Cinderella team? What's the Cinderella team?
You wouldn't be surprised.
To me, it would be OKC.
What qualifies them? What makes them a Cinderella
team? OKC is the number one team.
I don't know. Yeah.
OKC versus
Cinderella team would probably be. I think it all goes back to expectation, though.
OKC is the number one seed. They can't be a Cinderella team as number one.
They kind of can, because nobody can expects be. Them to
I
go.
I just on. I just sat there and told you that the playoffs and the regular season are two different things. To me, like, seeding to me doesn't really matter.
I think if the qualified Cinderella team, just to dumb it down, dumb version. You remember my fan chart, whatever. If you take a casual fan and you ask him who's the Cinderella team, OKC or the Lakers, whichever team that they choose, that's probably a Cinderella team, because they like. They're going to choose OKC in that thing, because
do they know basketball, or is it looking at the same?
I would say they would
basketball, casual NBA. They're casual NBA.
They I would say somebody who really doesn't watch basketball would say somebody from the East. Because, like, the West is really stacked. Like, for instance, if we're going to talk about the Lakers, if the Lakers were in the East, they would probably be a top five seed just because of the people who they're playing. But since they're in the West and it's somewhat stacked, they fall so low. I don't know, like the Pacers or something like that. If you like want to, like,
that's what I was thinking. The Pacers,
like, maybe the Pacers or something like that.
If the Pacers got to the second round, maybe even the third. Like, that's
like, they have pieces. I just, I don't know. They're just not convincing.
When's
they're
the last time they've been there?
That was or the Knicks. Even the Knicks, even though they have kind of higher expectations than usual.
I think that's what ruins them, though, is the expectations.
So basically, y'all are saying Cinderella teams are teams that don't have a superstar or a previous superstar.
I wasn't even thinking it that way. I was really just thinking, like I said,
that's how y'all are saying it.
Maybe. Because
OKC is like, I mean, I guess you can call SGA a superstar if you want. But
I wouldn't call him a superstar. I would call him a star for sure, but maybe not.
What qualifies a superstar? Like a
championship? If he gets on your team, you are in the contention to win a championship. That's my cut and dry answer for a superstar to me.
Well, I'll give you that because he'll probably need two more years of doing what he did this year to be that.
Yeah, I just don't think they're ready yet.
But that's why I think they're Cinderella.
Just because you haven't seen it. That's what that is.
I think that's why they would be Cinderellas, because I think if they made it there, they would be early. Because, you know, in the NBA, you have to – it ain't – NFL, I feel like – I might be ignorant in this, but I feel like in basketball, like, there's a process that, like, those teams that become those teams have – they always go through. And it's like, I don't think you can really cheat the system unless you put KD on the Warriors or something like that. Like, you have to go through the process.
Would the Mavericks be a Cinderella story?
Yes, absolutely.
They were a couple years ago.
Absolutely.
Right now, Malin. If they won the finals,
aren't they like a? They're like a mid seed.
I think they're fifth.
Yeah.
The seed don't matter. Is what you said.
You need to be.
I didn't say that.
Ask the question.
The seed doesn't. You need to be surprised by a Cinderella team. I would be surprised by the Lakers.
Like if you take it to the NFL, the Packers were the Cinderella this year. Like they were not supposed to do that.
Well, they were
the Texans.
7 seed.
Like, those teams were not supposed to do what they did.
Exactly.
That's what I mean.
Even if they got the 1 seed, they weren't supposed to. You look at their team, they're not supposed to be a 1 seed. But they are.
If the Timberwolves go to the Western Conference Finals, we think they're good, but we don't expect them to get there.
Yeah.
I definitely do think the Magic would be a Cinderella story, though. But again, I think they're early in their progression, too. I think they're earlier than than OKC is. I think OKC will be more prepared.
Because of what they're playing.
Man, Paolo's nice. Paolo's nice.
He actually turned out to be a good he was number one overall, right?
Yeah. He reminds me a lot of Ant in a way that's like, of course Ant is better than him, but like they came in with like an already NBA build. A lot of the people who come out of college, you know, they do one and done and they're like, they're still kids.
Is that what happened to Suggs?
On the Magic?
I thought he was gonna be the truth. I ain't gonna lie.
I just don't think he's that good. Like he's solid. I just don't think he's that good.
Speaking of Anthony Edwards, I'm mad that he tried to commit a crime on my other favorite player.
Hey, I watched that game live, bro. I was like, oh. He tried to kill AD.
I don't like my two favorite players.
And the thing is, he could have made that.
Like, I'm about to say, he could do it.
All he did was lose the ball in the air. He was short or like he just lost the ball in the air. I don't think he's going to get that high. Like, he was high with the rim.
But I think I think he's a better dunker than Ja. It's just Ja does it more.
He's a harder dunker.
I think he can jump higher.
I mean, neither one of them really do
he's an acrobatic
dunks, but if they're doing in-game dunks, I feel like the higher and farther you can jump would make you a better dunker for an in-game.
The comparison would be like a D-Rose dunker versus like a Russ dunker. Like, yeah, I would say
they're the same Anthony dunker.
Huh?
No.
D-Rose and Russ the same type of dunker.
Nah, I think D-Rose had more like finesse and like bounce with his.
Russ that was before the dunk though. Like before he got in the air, D Rose was like more finesse. But when the way they went into the air and just banged it, were the same.
I feel like Russ was trying to take the rim off.
I think, yeah, Russ was trying to rip the rim off. I think D Rose was trying to like just flush it through. I think that's a comparison that I'll
make. And only seems like he dunks hard when somebody is there.
Yeah. He's a person who wants to catch a body every time he goes.
Y'all saw Wembanyama get posterized?
He get posterized just because he's big. He just like Gobert. You being down there and want to block everything, you gonna get dunked on.
It's some rookie on the post.
I definitely think that was an offensive foul. He moved his whole arm out the way.
All right. Moving along. I'm not sure. Thing was... Huh?
Nothing.
Jalen.
I'm sorry.
All the times you've seen me yell at
you. Wind it up.
Wrap it up then.
Happy belated birthday to AD, by the way.
Bruh, he not.
You do something on the grill?
Live it. That's funny.
Live it. Cooked a little burger or whatever last night.
All right. Who wrote the next
one?
I don't have.
Is it the
life or death stuff? I don't make
yes. it. Let me explain it to y'all. I came up with it. So, life or death scenario. So, we're going to would you rather life or death division. So, I'm going to give you a would you rather. It's kind of like bets or whatever of sports scenarios. It could be actual sports players, celebrities. It could be celebrities or celebrities. It could be player versus player, or it could be you. No. But, anyways, the point is, I'm going to give you a would, either or and say it's your life depends on this. So you got to choose which one. So the biggest thing is, remember, think about it. Your life is depending on this. You listening. Your life depends on this decision. You're going to die if it don't go in your favor. So let's go.
Your life depends on this.
Question? YouTube definitely not going to let us put that on question? There.
First question. We'll start with.
Wait, can I ask a question?
Huh? Oh, my bad.
That woman speak, bruh.
I thought she was saying move. Keep going. First question.
How am I going to die?
Huh?
How are we gonna die?
We're gonna drop from the tallest building. You'll burn. Yes. What's the worst way to die?
I don't think it matters. Burn.
Yes,
it does matter. Because what if I want to just choose death?
Like you know, it's either
we're getting too dark here. Nah, let's stop it. We get way too dark. It's the Christmas. It's too dark. No. Anyways, y'all just think about like life or death situation. All right, pull up my notes here. But we can start with the first one. The first one was, y'all saw it, so y'all should know it already. Life or death, would you rather have, I'm going to say Giannis make a contested three-pointer or Taylor Swift complete a slant to Travis Kelce versus defender? Life or death.
They both get one chance at this?
They both get one chance.
I'm going to choose the basketball player playing his sport.
Yeah. I'm not saying that bad.
No, no, no. But listen, it's Taylor Swift is throwing the pass versus he's throwing the pass to Travis Kelce.
It doesn't matter.
Does that make it any better?
I'm still picking the athlete that plays their sport.
I'm going to go with Giannis too. The Taylor Swift is like
crazy.
She might not even be able to throw it back. Especially with
an NFL. She probably couldn't hold an NFL ball.
I can't hold an NFL ball.
Them things are big, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, you got to face some good options, Tom.
All right. That was the first one. All right. Let's go to the other one. So I think we all survived that one.
Well, you decide if we survive or not.
Oh, we got to make it?
No, I don't. I'm not deciding. I'm not. Y'all about to get on me. Y'all's ready to attack me. Doggone.
You killing us on the show?
Would you rather have all right, this is a safe one because both of them are pretty good at it. Steph Curry shoot and make a three, or Shohei Ohtani hit a home run. Actually, we'll say.
Are you kidding me?
Steph.
Yeah, I'm gonna take Steph. It's like an open gym.
40% chance. I just want you to know that.
A game on the line.
A 40% chance compared. There, to
let's say the home. Like, it's just let's say home run.
If you'd have said a hit, then it's kind of harder. But a home run. Does he bat over 300? I would assume.
Shohei Ohtani, what?
Oh yeah, he's one of the best hitters in the league. But
yeah, I know that. But I'm just saying, like a home run is like you're putting an extra parameter on.
Yeah. And you're doing the thing for Steph, and he's the best to ever do it. Like,
you should say like a half court three.
Yeah,
a half court or a home run or just a hit versus just a regular
three. I feel like it was I'm still picking Steph regardless. I was gonna say half court, but I took it now because I was gonna say half court. But I feel like that would be more favor of showing because it'd been just too easy for Otani at that point.
I mean, Steph shoots from out there, bro.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about that then. Steph at half court or Shohei home run.
I'm still
picking. All right. I do have one question. I know that we trying to add too much extra to it. But are these in game? Both of these? Are these in game? Or are these practice? Like,
no, it's just like practice, like just pick up, do whatever.
Practice or pick up. If I lob Otani the ball, he's gonna get
it. And that's why I'm asking. I'm taking Shohei.
So what about a 3-point then? Still do the same thing?
If it's a controlled environment.
Controlled environment.
I don't know.
It depends on it's not really fair to know because we don't know how the pitch is being thrown.
Like if everything happens,
batting practice. Are we doing batting practice?
If it's batting practice, I might go. He gonna crush that junk every single time.
That's what I'm saying. I'm taking Shohei. He's gonna
hit a home run every time.
Yeah, I might every time,
but I ain't gonna lie. I still like the chances over Steph hitting the half court.
I think that's more closely aligned.
He'll probably hit one out of every three balls over the fence.
But to be fair, Steph might hit two out of three threes.
From half court? It's
not from half court, just a regular three. He went back to a regular
three. Just a regular three?
The line, he going to make all 10.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's Steph, bro. You got to put a regular three-point shooter up.
It's going to start getting funnier now. All right, so who's y'all's two GOATs right now? Let's just quickly, let's not make this a debate. Let's just throw two names out there.
Two GOATs and
what's the sport?
Basketball. Just throw two names out there.
Two GOATs?
First of all, I'm tired. Okay.
I know.
Say two best players of all time. GOAT is one person.
Two best players of all time. Two. Ready, go.
Jordan Braun.
All right.
You say
who are you betting on to win this 1-on-1? Life or death?
To win 1-on-1?
1-on-1 in their prime.
They can take it. Who has the ball first?
Dang, why y'all get so specific, bro?
Oh, is it make it take it?
That, like, because it matters though. Because LeBron get ball first, he's gonna score every time.
I don't think so.
LeBron's 6'8".
He's gonna back MJ down like almost every time.
I'm gonna go Jordan. We talking about both.
Jordan
primes?
Have to get the ball first. If LeBron get the ball first, he's gonna win.
Both primes. I ain't gonna lie. I know y'all been saying we done with the 80s.
I went down with the 90s.
I know y'all been seeing it. Hey. Highlights like game
Braun, we got Braun, Jordan Braun.
Was it make it take it?
No, it's just 1-on-1. I'm leaving 1-on-1.
1-on-1 is make it take it then. So I'll go Jordan.
Okay.
I got Braun.
Braun. Who'd you say, Jamie?
LeBron.
I got Braun too. Nah, I'm sorry. I got Braun. So, dang, 4 Brauns, 1 Jordan. Wow, I'm shocked. I was gonna be like more.
Now, do I still think MJ the greatest?
Yeah, yes. MJ, I still think he better than him. It's just like on a 1-on-1 situation, I'm going with size.
Yeah, that's really what it comes down to. Especially LeBron post game. I gotta give that to him.
All right, here's some funny ones now. Funny ones. All right, who would win 1v1? Mikaela Barnes or Jalen Burgess? Who won 1v1?
Wow.
Who won 1v1?
I'm picking me. You getting cooked. I don't care who in front of me. What?
Hey, she's a collegiate player now. She's Hall of Fame. Her the accolade.
I've never seen Jalen play basketball, so this is hard.
This is like a perfect time to hate, so I'm going to go Mikaela.
I may pick Mikaela, too. I ain't going to lie.
I got reasons, too.
I may pick Mikaela.
Jalen get tired fast.
I'm fat, man.
So
I go blasting like that.
I think he gonna wear. No, I'm doing an analysis. It's coaching analysis.
If we playing the five, I got my money on me. I put anything.
Is this make it take it?
If it's make it take, oh shit! Oh shit!
Whatever you want to do.
No way. Because you're gonna get tired. You're gonna shoot. You're gonna miss. It happens every time.
Oh yeah, no.
Jalen got her. I can gas out on a five. I ain't tripping on that.
Just make it take it. You not beat Mikaela.
Jalen got her in height and all that, and just say Michaela get ball first, and she shoots and miss like you just said. I think Jalen got it, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Right. If it's naked, take it, Michaela winning.
I ain't never seen Jalen play. He's not as good as y'all would probably think he is.
Oh, you're weird.
Hey, I locked him up. You're weirdo. I was able to lock him up.
That's true. He be missing layups too, by the way.
I also made Tobias stumble before y'all, but I would never say that in front of the internet. Today, I've seen Tobias get chicken leg out there.
We're gonna keep moving on from that, Jamie.
Oh no,
who you picking? Who you picking? Huh?
That's funny.
Michaela. All right. Since we on Jamie, Jamie, we got one for you.
Of course you do.
All right. We got Jamie shooting. She played basketball and softball, right?
I played more than that, but yes.
Okay, we'll stick with this right now. We got
some respect on her name.
Jamie making a half court or hitting a home run. Which one you got?
On a softball field?
Home run?
I'm going half court, bro.
Real deal?
Jamie said she was good at softball. So
that's why I said home run.
I won't negate that, but I just Jamie, think
if I die it. Because you can't hit a home run, I'm come back to haunt.
I think it's easier to hit a half court shot. I just think
it's easier. Fields are real short though.
Can you get the ball to half court?
Yeah.
All right. By the way, you said that, I'm gonna go home run.
Yeah. Do I think I'm gonna make the shot? No.
I do. So you're gonna make it. Or
thanks,
I die.
Jalen, period.
Or I died. So.
Home run.
Come on. Home run. Based on the way you talk
home
about
run. Runs, all right. All the home run.
I mean, I'm out of here.
All right. Malin. We got Malin here. Would you rather bet on Malin to get a first down run at running back
the NFL? Back,
y'all.
What line?
Or Malin hits a single. But
so what?
His singles in game. Singles in game.
And an MLB baseball game?
They're both in game. Just at his level. I don't know. High school, whatever level. Yeah. High school, college, or
I want you to pick the level right now. I want you to pick the level right now for both of them.
But dude, college. I don't think it matters either level. I think the difficulty is going to be the exact same. That's my personal thing. So he gets a 10-yard run, first down, in game, or he hits a single in game.
Make it harder
with the college. He has to hit a single. I'm not talking about hitting no double or whatever. Single.
Okay, well, he's getting the run.
Is it like one shot at both?
I'm picking the run, bro.
One shot at both? I'll do the run too. I'm gonna do the run.
Smart, if somebody's throwing that thing 95 over the plate, I don't think he's hitting that.
No, I don't think he is. I could hit it,
but the chance of it being a base hit is, it could go straight up in the air. I could keep fouling them off.
And it's like,
no, I just want to get a little burst, 10 yards, maybe fall forward.
No disrespect to running backs, but it's just running. You just hope you don't get hit.
I'm a truck.
You can run like an option or something. Just get the thing pitched to him.
I can not be touched for that one 10 yards.
Yeah, really.
Man, I'm putting you on the game. And I'm having you run 10 yards. That's what I'm doing.
Oh, that would be funny.
All right. So we all went. What, Jamie, what'd you say?
Running.
You got to run. Wait. Oh, so all of us in football. Cool. All right. We're going to move on to Tyreek now. This is funny right here. Tyreek making a sliding tackle, successful tackle against Lionel Messi or tackling Derrick Henry.
Are you kidding me?
Why are both of my?
So you gave him two unrealistic things.
Which one you got him do it?
He's not tackling Henry. No, I don't think there's. No, he's not tackling Henry.
I go Messi. I'm gonna go Messi.
Yeah, I would have to go Messi.
I'm gonna go Messi. You think you can do an ankle tackle on Derrick Henry?
I got Derrick Henry. I think you tackle Derrick Henry.
Oh no, you're great.
You gotta go low. Like you,
his jaw is out of here.
Am I at my physical peak?
He's 6'4".
Am I at my physical peak?
Yes, you're your
matter.
Physical peak. Physical, you dead. It don't matter.
Yeah, we'll make it spot. Yeah, it's Derrick Henry at his low, I guess, which is now maybe his lowest. Of his career that we know now versus Tyreek's peak. Tyreek's in tip-top shape.
I bench 400 now, so
Bruh.
Why did you say that?
You're out of here, bro. You better not go low. You're done.
I'm gonna go high and get a concussion. You're
gonna get stiff armed or you're gonna get ran over. Like, those are the only two options you have.
And you know he's going to do that drill like this.
He might not even touch me, he might just run past me.
So what we got on that one? So what we got? Oklahoma drill?
Oklahoma drill? Oh my god. Buffalo. Hey, it's Oklahoma back, drill. You're not tackling. He's running you over before you get up.
Yeah.
No. That would be rough, dog.
You should have said like guard a basketball, an NBA player, or a tackle Messi or something like that. I think that would have been
Eric
Henry is crazy, Tobias.
It was just funny to think about. It's like one of us tackling Eric Henry. Yeah. All right. Last one is for me. Would you bet on Tobias in a 40-yard dash race or Cat Williams?
How you get the easiest ones?
You are weird, bro.
Malin, the only person that know how fast I really am.
I'm gonna go Cat.
I'm taking Cat Williams.
What did you run? 4.9? You ran a 4.9 the other day?
4.97 at 50 years old.
I ran a 4.9.
As a teenager.
Both of them at their physical peak?
Yeah, both of us right now, literally right now.
Cat Williams is dusting you at his physical peak.
I'm about to say, I just told him he's 50 years old and ran that. What do you think he ran?
Bruh.
Oh, man.
Cat Williams running from a dog in his 20s? Boy, stop. You're out of here, bro.
Yeah, I think he's dusting you, dog. Sorry.
Oh man, nigga, I got no faith in me. No one gonna bet on me. I'm a bet on me. I'm dusting Cat Williams, bro.
We better Cat Williams
Dustin Perm.
Cat Williams playing cornerback or Tobias doing comedy?
Cat Williams playing corner. I think Tobias gets up there and has
zero jokes. I'm taking me in comedy. I can make somebody laugh.
You gonna be up there laughing by yourself. I can see that. You're gonna be up there laughing by yourself.
We're nervous.
Oh, y'all didn't think that was funny? I can definitely see you up there. Yeah, I'm going Cat times two.
Oh, man.
Hey, now that's next year fantasy bet. The loser has to do a stand up.
Oh, stand up comp, bro. Oh, I quit. I couldn't do it.
I cannot do it. For years. That should be the punishment.
I could not do that.
I bet everybody's staying tuned week to week.
What? We be fighting like over the trades. You think the trades was bad now? Wait till next. That was a punishment.
You didn't even do the punishment this year, so I don't even really want to talk.
Well, first off, you didn't come, so you don't know what happened.
I was there. He didn't. He didn't really do it. Everybody at the party did the punishment, which makes it not
bad, bro. I'm never doing that again.
All right, let's move on. Yeah. The Tobias segment took 30 minutes.
It didn't take that long.
Introduce your new segment.
All right, so since I have been named as the honorable hater on the podcast, I've decided to come up with the my own hate list. So I'm just going to do three people. I got an honorable mention today as I was driving home. I thought about something else.
Someone else I can hate on.
Yeah. So honorable mention is, and Jalen, we talked about this one earlier, is the whole Cincinnati Bengals franchise.
Franchise?
Yeah. It's a poverty. We talked about it. It's a poverty franchise with like that won a nice car on a game show. That's what it is. They don't know how to use it. They don't know how to use it, but they got it.
That's a perfect analogy, Reed.
It's a good analogy, but they use that car to get. They got to Vegas,
huh?
They got to Vegas. Now they might. Yeah, they might have ran out of gas when they got there, but they got there with that car.
It broke down twice, actually.
But that's how all people, even when people win the lottery, they win the lottery and then they
get it. The first few months is always gonna be nice.
Yeah.
So you don't think once they get the car back home. And you know, fix it back up. All right, you don't think they'll get back to the destination?
The car ain't never gonna be the same.
The car too expensive to fix. That's the problem.
What'd you say, Jalen? The car ain't never gonna be the same. The car never be the same. As in,
and they got rims on the car that they can't afford all four rims. One of the rims already gone.
So just to flip it, the Ravens also have a nice car that they use to get to the almost the same place. And when they got to the destination, they ran out of gas, and it's really gonna mess up their engine. So well, I don't think that car will be the same.
To get the driver, to the driver of the car.
Okay, all right, I got it.
Took a wrong turn.
It wasn't even
the last 10 miles.
Hey,
it wasn't even about that. It wasn't about that. It was more about the poverty franchise part. The Ravens, if you want to go there, if we keep it on the same analogy, we've always had nice cars. This is the Bengals' first nice car.
I would say I've always had nice car. If car pertains to quarterback.
Hey, bro. I'm let you let Reed cook right now, boy. He cooking. Oh God,
damn. Does car pertain to quarterback?
No. It's just success in the league. That's what.
Okay. I thought cars pertain to quarterback individually. My fault.
No, they got a nice success. Anyway, I said the Bengals because to make it fast, the poverty franchise, they put all their eggs in one basket and was only focusing on trying to beat the Chiefs. And now T. Higgins wants his money and. But they don't know what to do with him. They don't know if they should trade him. He asked for a trade. They put him on a franchise tag, but they're going to have to pay. They already paid Burrow. They're going to have to pay Jamar. So what they should have did last year, if they was a quality franchise, was either trade a T. Higgins or try to pay him last year and not wait until now. But they said one more year, we're going to go all in, everybody cheat, except Burrow, and try to beat the Chiefs. Then Burrow messed around, got hurt, and was playing bad. And so now they're in the position that they're in.
I think they could trade T. Higgins just fine. I think receivers nowadays are starting to become more expendable, and I think they could find someone that can turn into somebody just as good in the draft this year.
But do they know that as a poverty franchise? Because clearly they don't. They're trying to tag him. They should have traded him. But
I think they'll end up trading him before it's all said and done.
He asked for a trade, though. That's the only reason they're going to trade. They're going to try.
I mean, that's a good reason.
Not because they're smart. All right. Number three. On my hate list is Jalen Hurts. I tried to tell y'all last year. You're Mike Lowe, what'd you say?
I said, I thought you were coming at me.
Oh, no. Nah.
Jalen Burgess is number three on my list.
Honestly, that's a goal of mine, to be on his list.
Jalen Hurts, because I told y'all he had that one good year, which set him over the top. For some reason, this goes to the last, both of them. For some reason, losing in a Super Bowl is like the greatest thing ever. It's almost better than winning a Super Bowl. I don't know why that is, but Jalen Hurts went to the Super Bowl, lost, had one good year, and then last year was he started off well, but he didn't really play well. And now he need all these pieces around him, and they didn't even need Saquon. They paid way too much money for Saquon. They should have built up that defense, and now they don't know. The Eagles are not a poverty franchise, but they should have known better than to do that. But they put too much faith in Jalen Hurts by paying him all that money, so now they're trying to get the best out of him. And he's
question,
not.
Would you have not paid him after that Super Bowl run?
I don't think they had a choice. I don't think they had a choice.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't think they had a choice. I just think they are like, oh, we got to the Super Bowl. We got to press the button.
Yeah.
But I think they pressed the button in the wrong area. They should have got some DBs.
Yeah, because that secondary is awful. All right. Number two, another Jalen Green on my hands.
Hey man, I'm on it next week.
Listen, I don't know what these athletes got going on.
Done the same.
That name is Jalen. That's why.
Specifically,
I would have done the same thing.
Specifically, the NBA players. Crazy. Stop making these women pregnant without making them your wife first. that's
Jalen. What you mean? You would have did the same thing. Like, what you mean?
I wouldn't have took it there, but
he got personal. Hey, we got personal.
I would stop at a point where I know that things happen after this. So
they can't stop. They're young and they got too much money. They
too much money. You live in Houston. Oh yeah, no, he's cooked.
Oh yeah, he cooked. That's crazy. Did he not learn from what's his name a couple years ago?
Exactly.
He ain't learned.
If you're smart, you learn from other people's mistakes. Not your own. Mm. All right. There we go. Number one. And he got added onto the list about a couple hours ago. Patrick Queen.
That's lame. All right, Tiki Barber.
I expected Patrick Queen to leave the Ravens. But I 100% did not expect him to go to Pittsburgh. That is a traitor. Because the problem is not even Pittsburgh. He went to Pittsburgh, and the contract is sorry. He's not even making that much money.
They're trying to win.
Win? He was in the AFC Championship, and he went to a team that got that just got Russ for $1 million.
Hey.
Hey, but no, see, Patrick Queen agrees with me with that. That's the best y'all was gonna get is this year. I'm trying to tell you, bro. Like, you don't want to hear it, and I know it sucks coming from somebody who was in the Super Bowl a minute ago. You know what I mean? It's the best it's gonna get for right now. Y'all gonna have there to revamp. Watch.
Hey, so Maylin hit a good point though.
If Super Bowl losses.
If you've got one player willing to jump ship right now, how many others are trying to jump ship?
He's not jumping ship.
He didn't believe in the vision.
He's a free agent.
He don't believe
that. And he jumped ship. He didn't want to stay.
Exactly.
No, we couldn't pay him.
You said it was a bad deal. Means he could have took a bad deal.
You didn't say he didn't sign for no money, so why could he take the same deal?
Exactly.
Because we didn't offer it. We didn't have enough money to give him that. But when he played last year, he could have got way more money than what he got from the Steelers. I personally thought he was going to go to the Seahawks because of Mike McDonald. But I think he could have got more money from them.
Like, you got to really be.
Like you said, he want to win.
Yeah. He chose the
I said, like Tobias said, he want to win.
Listen, all I'm saying is Patrick Queen was cool for the Ravens, but not he got to be hated on. He wasn't playing that well until Roquan got there. So good luck, Mr. Pittsburgh.
He got TJ Watt now. What's up? And Cam Hayward.
TJ and Mika.
And Alex Highsmith.
TJ Watt can't even win Defensive Player of the Year. So he's not even really that good.
He was hurt like 8 games.
He's really not even that good.
He can't win him when he's playing a full season.
Yeah, don't even start on that. But that was highway robbery. He won Defensive Player three times, in my opinion. In my eyes.
Of course. We know it's your opinion. Because he didn't actually win. All right, but anyway, that's my list. I'm going to mention Cincinnati Bengals, Jalen Hurts, Jalen Green, and then Patrick Queen. There we go.
Do we all get a chance to add somebody?
If you want to, go ahead.
Add somebody.
I ain't have nobody in mind. I was just wondering.
All right. Okay. It's a waste of time, bro. You just be wasting no time.
All right. Funny, bro. Bring it to us.
I'm trying to get it loaded up. My bad, y'all.
So, if I can add somebody, another Jalen we can add to the list. Jalen Brown. If Jalen you ever Brown? Do that in the contest again, I know that I missed last week, but if you ever do stuff like that again in the dunk contest where you try to do this after you dunk,
yeah, that was wild. That was wild. You should have just dunked regular. You dunk
with your left hand, that's weird. That sucks, and that's mid.
That's mid.
And then jumping over Kai Cenat sitting in a chair.
Sitting down.
I can jump over him sitting down.
Go on, he's sitting down. He's already 5'1".
Hey, but for real, like what was that? And like, and then he still sat there and talked about some. Like,
then you gonna cut him. You cut him down, you cut him in half to 2'5", 2'6".
They did Obi brother wrong, bro. He should have made it to that final round.
That's man, crazy.
They got to get some. They really need to do that. And just cut us off whenever you're ready, Tobias.
All right. Yeah. But I'm gonna do this one because I've seen it. I searched up Bible scripture today, and this scripture came across like 4 times. So I guess that's God right there. Wanted us to read it. We've already read it before, but I guess it's good since it's begin. You know, we get entering to another quarter of the year. So this comes from Proverbs 13, verse 4. It says, "A sluggard's appetite is never filled." Oh, excuse me, wrong about it. Proverbs 14:23 says, "All hard work brings a profit, but mere talk leads only to poverty." There you go. So whatever you say you was gonna do at the beginning of the year, do it. Your New Year's resolution, using the gym, studying, or whatever, keep doing it.
Lock back in.
What's gonna lead to what?
It says mere talk.
Yeah.
Only leads to poverty. But all hard work, it leads to profit.
And that's the only thing Cincinnati Bengals fans do. Talk. That's why it's a poverty.
That's franchise. Great. You brought it back.
That's a great scripture.
All right. It's a good podcast. We'll see y'all next week. Hit the like button, subscribe button. We see all y'all new subscribers on here. We had a whole bunch over the weekend. So welcome to the platform.
We had how many? Go ahead and say it.
Yeah, 60 new subscribers over what, the last week? Look at that.
60 new subscribers.
We heading up there, boy. We heading up there. So we welcome y'all new 61s. Keep liking, keep subscribing. Make a comment. You don't like any of our takes, comment. Go at us. I don't care. This is the platform. It's time to do it. We'll see
you
y'all
might next. Get on the podcast. All Shagun do is hate the comments. Honestly. He made it.
You never know. You never know. But for next week, we will see y'all.
You never heard of me? Stupid.